Paul O'Grady, joint Sligo under 20 hurling manager. Taking over a managerial role is no small task, but again, you look at the rising standard of Sligo hurling over recent times. Did that make you guys more eager to get involved?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, once we've seen that the development was being put into Sligo and we were asked to take the job, it was without a doubt we were straight on with it. I know quite a lot of the lads as well that were in the actual development of the Sligo junior teams and the senior teams, and the work they're putting in at the minute is absolutely massive. So it was great to get on board with them.
We've seen situations around the country, particularly in Meath, with their under-20 footballers and the senior management. It's not easy for both teams to coexist, and especially when there's so many lads jumping from the under-20 to the senior. Has that been something that's been a bit of a barrier for you, given the condensed season? Or when you look at some of the names that are playing on both teams, is it actually making you progress?
It's probably progressing us, to be honest. It's at the beginning, it was like hard to get lads just in the group together, just because there's so many of our players that are playing on the senior team. But our lads are so committed now at this stage. We've a great team there, and the senior players, when they're coming in with us as well, they're very very well like prepared, and their match fitness is brilliant. So it's actually benefited us over the time that we've had them. And then working with the senior team as well has been a great benefit as well. So we've been actually able to keep in touch with the senior management and touch base with them on what's good and what's not, so what they're looking for out of the players.
Absolutely. It's a massive achievement for any Sligo team to get to an All-Ireland semi-final, regardless of the level. To do so in beating two of our local rivals in Mayo and Roscommon surely made it that bit sweeter as well.
First match in against Mayo was no easy task, especially with the two of us being Ballinan, and now with a bit different in past playing career for both of us for Mayo and also Sligo along with the senior team. But it was the first game was definitely, it was a hard one to kind of manage, just to kind of get the emotions down and start to focus on the job. But then once Roscommon came, to be honest, I think that was a bit more rivalry there, because from past playing careers now, I wouldn't have had much success against Roscommon myself, so it was nice to get the win over them as well.
And we're speaking here around midday on Tuesday. The game tonight, we're about 7 hours away from throw-in. Ideal conditions, the sun cracking the stones, Markovic Park, a home draw for an All-Ireland semi-final. You couldn't really ask for better.
No, definitely not. The pitch is in absolutely magnificent shape, and the players are all in top position now. We've probably our strongest panel that we've had so far. And it's great to actually get a home venue and have support that are going to turn up for the game as well. So I don't think we could have picked it if we wanted it.